Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
All right, guys. We got a really fun podcast today. I've really been looking forward to doing this. And now seems like a really appropriate time because everybody needs a good smile. And it's a newsworthy time. I'm going to bring in one of my top dudes, one of my favorite guys I ever met. He always makes me smile. He's John Halliburton. He is the proud father of Iowa State's Tyrese Halliburton, who on Tuesday announced that he was declaring for the NBA draft. And Mr. Halliburton, how are you doing today, sir? Are you hanging in there? You staying healthy?
Oh, hey, couldn't get any better. Outstanding. All good.
No, are you locked in? Like, are you doing the isolation thing like everybody else?
Like I said, I can't. But of course I am. I want to be. I want to take this for real. I want to be very cautious. But I ain't scared. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. My family are. And we are going by the guidelines that is given to us. But like I said, I ain't scared.
That's my man right there. How kind of a interesting day yesterday for you guys, wasn't it? With Tyrese making his decision. What was that day like for you and your family?
Well, I can't speak for the family, but I can tell you that the family, we use family-wise, that they were thrilled, happy, and joyful. Now, if I'm speaking for myself, it goes beyond that because I've been looking forward to this day for a long time. And to hear it announced for the first time was something that I tell you that it was beyond belief. It was a great and blessing for the Lord. And I gave God the praise and the glory because I recognized that without the Lord, this would never be. But I tell you, I'm still not over it.
Yeah, it's really cool. Tyrese was a young man when he was recruited who, yeah, everybody thought he was going to be really good. Did you ever think that this was possible 2 years ago when you and your family and, kind of gave your son to Coach Prohm and Iowa State for a couple of years? Or did this move a little faster than you thought it might?
Now, this is unfair to the world, that question, because I can tell you, I'm his father.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
I've seen how he works. I've seen what he put into it. I seen and was witness of the push that was put before him, the guideline that was given to him by this family for playing this game, or choosing this game, or want to do this game. And he took that guideline and he took it to a totally different level. And speaking as a father, I can say that I am so godly proud that he didn't listen to me on one day when I thought that he'd be a better football player than he were a basketball player because he was very, very good. Very good football wise. And at the moment he was average basketball wise. But he took this game and decided that he wanted to play basketball because of course his mom was very protective of him. And like every mother, I guess, can be, she didn't want her kid to get hit. So she convinced him that he couldn't take a hit, which I didn't agree with that. But he took the game of basketball and he went to another level with it right before my eyes.
What did you do?
Yeah.
The thing that about Tyrese, I've been around him now for a couple years. And, the thing that always stands out to me is Johnny's always smiling. Is he always been like that would be the first part of that question. And two, what did you do as a father? And I have two daughters now, and I'm genuinely curious about this. What did you do to instill that just overall kindness in Tyrese? Anytime he walks into a room, he makes the room brighter. And I feel like as a father, that's probably the best compliment anybody can give you, right?
Yeah, truly. Without a doubt. But I just got a question with the question. Usually I don't allow a question with a question, but I'm going to put a question with a question because this would be more like a statement or an answer to your question.
Okay.
But have you besides myself. I mean, every time you see me, you see him smile. Every time you see me, in spite of what's going on, in spite of how things was going down, I was still smiling because I always had the word next in my heart. And I've always put the word next in his heart. But to answer that and answer this more, I mean, powerful, the most powerful way, have you ever seen his mom? Have you ever seen his mom smile?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, it starts from the root of there. His mother is a second to none lady. And I like, again, once again, this is an unfair question, but it's a good question. His mother instilled it in because she protected him, like her, she do all her kids, and make sure he understand that he can enjoy and love life. All the pressure, all the hard stuff, all the unwanted stuff, leave that up to us as a parent to take care of. What we wanted him to do, let alone my other kid, is enjoy life. You know? And I always told him that. If you want to smile, you have to give a smile. Because there's no reason to frown when you can smile. It takes less to smile than it does to frown. So why not make other people a day by walking up to them with a smile to show your happiness? Because I always told my kids, and I meant this, that you had nothing to be unhappy about because we got your back. We take away all that negative stuff and we keep positive stuff around you. And it worked. You know what I mean? It worked. He always, always, always have a smile on his face. Always. You know, even sometimes when he gets sad, you know, I remind him, I look at him, and, you know, as a father, I can't stand it to see him sad or hurting. And, I'm a very emotional person when it comes down to my kids, and it hurt me deeply. Hopefully that everybody that listens to this, especially the father, is that we can get so locked in emotionally with our kids that when they hurt, we hurt. When they cry, we cry. So what I always try to do is that I want to do the crying for him. And I wanted him to smile. And it works. It always works. You know what I mean? That kid is always, always, always have a smile on his face. And you always will see one.
What was the second half of this year like then? When he goes down in that game against Kansas State, he had been playing. He's a tough kid. He had been playing kind of dinged up with that wrist for a while, and his final season in Iowa State is cut short. How did you work through that with him?
Tears on my behalf. Tears. I had lots of tears. Lots of tears. It broke my heart. My wife, you know, when we took him to the doctor, you know, to get that news, my wife had to be the strongest for both of us, because I put it all in perspective, the way the tears flowed. On my behalf first, my tears flowed because this kid had never been hurt during a game. He had always played basketball. He had all that was, he had always, always, always been able to play through it, around it, for it. Always. So my fear was for that he's not going to play anymore for the season for, you know, Iowa State. And that just broke my heart because I knew without a doubt that he was looking forward to turning or trying or believing in being part of Coach Prohm turning this program completely around, because, you know, all it took is for us to get the playoffs to buy him to what Coach Prohm was bringing before them. And I knew he wanted to be part of that. For his behalf, or his tears and crying, is because he knew that he was no longer able to be part on the floor, general, part of the team in that way, or helping out game-wise. You know, I mean, we see what he did on the sideline, but
yeah,
until my end of the game. And that was very, very hard for him. near hot to him because, like I said, of all of his short lives, he has always been in the game. He has always made the difference in the game. He has always made me, as a father, comfortable when he was in the game because I knew anything can happen. Good things can happen with him being in the game. And when he was out of the game, I just seen it in his eyes. It was devastating. You know, it was very, very devastating to him. You know? But, you know, out of all... Go ahead.
Well, I just... One of the things that I was so impressed by is, you know, we live in this world now, John, where you've got guys who skip bowl games, you know, to get ready for the draft, and you've got a lot of me out there. And, like, but you know, Tyrese could have very easily... All right, I'm hurt. I'm going to go get ready for the draft. I'm going to be a lottery pick. But he just, like, he never did that. It was so authentic how much he loved his teammates and, you know, how badly he was hurting for them during the losses, right? I was always very impressed by that. I was very impressed that you and your wife continued to support the program after Tyrese went down. Can you walk me through that those times?
Very simple, very, very easy. First of all, I'm not going to speak of myself. Let me just throw the credit and give it to his mom. He knew that his mom wouldn't have that. You know, that could not be. He was still Iowa State. We were representing Iowa State. Coach Prohm, my heart. When Tyrese got his chance, Coach Prohm is the one that gave him that chance. Coach Prohm put him on the floor and believed in him and never, never turned his back on him. You know, put him out there so the world can see exactly what he had. And so now that he was, the shoe was on the other feet, Coach Prohm needed him. Where before when he started, he needed Coach Prohm. And now Coach Prohm needed him to continue to be a leader, be an example for his teammates. So he knew what he had to do. And that's why when he made his news conference about being out, he let you know without a doubt that he was still part of the team because he knew that there was no other option. We didn't bring him up that way. He's a finisher. His desire for his team was second and nine, and Cole wasn't even on our mind. That was an afterthought. That thought wasn't even there because going pro, it wasn't time for pro. It was only time for team, Cyclone, Iowa State, and that all it was about. Very simple. Very, very simple. Nothing to imagine, nothing to go beyond that. He knew that his mom wouldn't have it. And his mom knew that he wouldn't do it. So that's why we was able to, that was an easy decision on the field. Very easy.
Yeah, he made some neat comments, I thought, about Iowa State yesterday during his teleconference. I assume you echo those too. I mean, you've become, Iowa State's kind of become a part of you, hasn't it, over the years?
Iowa State is what? Say that again.
It's kind of become a part of you. You bleed the Cyclone blood, don't you?
Of course. Of course. You know, I mean, it's my whole family. Listen, we support Iowa State 150%, and we're not going anywhere. Even though he's going toward Polo, we still a Cyclone. You know, it's period. Point blank. Without a doubt, that's it. I personally love the fans. I tell you, they are second to none. I ran into a guy named Tim Lemon. First name Tim, anyway. Tim, forgive me for not saying your name right, but Lemon, I think it is. But that guy walked up to me, and he did something to me that I tell you that was unbelievable. He showed me the love of the true Cyclone fans, of the true believer, of the true followers. And I watched him And I thought, wow, he's been part of Cyclone for many, 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 many years. And I always said I wanted to have a spirit just like him. You know, just like him, because he was a person that believed in Cyclone in the worst way. You know, I mean, in the worst way. And my family is like the same way. We just, I tell you what, Iowa State is the real deal. When I tell you the real deal, I mean the real deal. And I can tell every person out there that's thinking about coming to Iowa State, please come to Iowa State. It is second to none, period.
What is your relationship like with Coach Prohm? Are you guys still – I mean, you mentioned him earlier. You know, he kind of got a little bit of a after a tough season, right? You know, fans get a little bit riled up after a tough year like this year. What do you have to say to those folks who might be questioning the direction right now?
Man. You don't know what type of question you just asked me.
I know what I got myself into.
But I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to do this in the most respectful way that I possibly can. Cyclone Nation, and I'm shouting out to Cyclone Nation, is that Coach Prohm, I tweeted something not too long ago. I don't know if you've seen the tweet that I put out there saying, when things are going good, it was, oh, Coach Prohm this, Coach Prohm that, Coach Prohm put it together, Coach Prohm ran it together, Coach Prohm did that. And when things were going bad, it was, get rid of him. We don't need him. Bring back Fred. Do away with it. And I look at that, and of course, everybody, you know, my kids, and all this, dad, know that. So I had to, like, grip myself and hold on to myself until I couldn't handle it no longer. And so I was thinking, so I tweeted, if you got rid of Coach Prohm, who would you bring to run the program? And I told everybody, I wait. Give me an answer, I wait. And the answer I got, most of them, was Fred. I went, hold on. First of all, now, I'm not saying anything, please don't take it, I'm saying anything bad about Coach Fred, because I don't know him.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't know him when he was there. And so, I don't want to sound biased, and I know Coach Prohm, that's why I'm saying this against the other coach, okay? But what I'm saying is this right here. The coach before Coach Prohm, I assume, was Fred, I assume.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I say to people is this right here. Fred did not want to be with Iowa State. Because if he would have, stayed. He jumped ship and went and coached pro and wanted to do the pro thing. Now, was it about the money? I don't think so. It was about the opportunity. Now, if he wanted to be a Cyclone, because we know he played and he was part of that group and all that good stuff, like I said, I'm not bad-mouthing, I'm not bashing, but what I'm just saying is that if he wanted the Cyclone team, if he wanted to be in control of what was going on, he would have stayed. He jumped ship, he went pro, to Coach Pro. Coach Prohm came in and took what he left, okay, and which was a good thing. There was a good team that he left Coach Prohm to start off with, you know. So Coach Prohm took the team and he went forward. Then he had a bad year. Then you know, the year before, Tyree's freshman year, everybody knew about that. And all the jealousness and the foolishness that came about, you know, came with that.
Yeah.
So, but Coach Prohm, he hung in there. He led his team. He you not once have you seen him saying that. I mean, anybody can say, "Well, I had a bad year a year ago. I had a bad year this year. I'm gone." No. You don't hear Coach Rose saying that. People need to get off of him. They need to seriously get off of him because, I mean, I don't even want to go by the record. I really don't even want to tell you his record as being a coach. You know what I mean? But I tell you what, I'll just throw some things out there, and I tell you what, I dare anybody to challenge me and look it up for himself, his own record. You know what I mean? I mean, what do you have done? Let me just break it down to you. Let me just break some things down to you because I got him, and I looked at him, and I just shook my head, and I went, wow. You know what I mean? I'm just going to throw just some of the things in.
Okay,
we're going to go since 2015. Anybody out there that's listening to me, don't take my word for it. I hate for people to take my word for it. Look it up. Look it up yourself. Do not take my word for it because it wasn't good to do that because I'm not a dictator. So please, take your time if you want to challenge it and look it up. And then they can call you and get on your show and say, that Mr. Halliburton had it all wrong.
Okay.
You know.
They know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'll be a big thing. And the whole Cyclone Nation, they hear it because he can put it out there. Now, when I say those people, I'm talking about the haters.
Okay.
Not the real.
Yeah.
Not the real Cyclone Nation. Because the real Cyclone Nation is with Coach Prohn, whether it's good or bad. We're willing to give him a chance. We're willing to work with him. We're willing to back him up. We're willing to go forward with him. So that's the real nation. I'm talking about the haters. Okay. So here's some just small things I can just say. Now, since 2015 and 16, we say no other team have more win against Kansas than anyone. You know what I mean? Period. Than anyone. Coach Prohn have beat Kansas more than we talking about Kansas, the powerhouse. You know, the team that everybody seemed to put on top. And that's why I use Kansas, okay, because everybody understands the Big 12 when we talk Kansas, you know. So I tell people to look it up and see what his record is against Kansas. How many point guards did he have put in the NBA? I mean, you just can't put you can't put anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, Cannon, Payne, Tyrese, and Monte? Am I missing anyone?
Yeah, I mean, look at them.
Yep.
And we can just stop right there. We ain't going to talk about, you know, we'll just stop right there alone. Now, go by the other schools and see can you pluck out some like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is that something had to be done right to get these people to the NBA. You see? So when people start shouting, you know, cut his neck off, get rid of him, throw him in the garbage can. Let's go to he's all Big 12. You know, I mean, first, second, and third. You know, he tied with, once again, the most powerhouse in the Big 12, Kansas, for the most wins in the league. Three All-Americans. I'm just throwing some of this out. You know what I mean? 17 wins against top 25 teams. Now, that's the third in the most history of Iowa State. Okay, so I'm going to slow down right there. Why would you want to get rid of a coach who can do that? Okay, so let's stop right there. Let's go a little bit further. He has 7 wins against top 10 teams. You know, the second most in the school history. Why would you want to get rid of him? I'm not going to even read the rest of it because I just don't want to hold up the show on that right there. But why would you want to get rid of somebody who's capable of doing what they need to do to bring us a powerhouse? I say that to say this. Haters, get off Coach Prohn. True Psycho fans, get behind him and stand tall. And we're going to fix this thing and we're going to straighten it out.
You think that?
And that's what I have to say.
What do you think about next year's team, John? I mean, you know all those guys, and you know, there's the freshmen coming in, and they got some recruiting to do now with a few open spots. But I mean, do you know the character of those guys? Like, do you think that this thing can get turned around Are you confident that it will?
Well, I don't have the confidence that never left me when it comes down to Coach Ball. But I make sure that I always have confidence in him. You know what I mean? And I don't want people to say, oh, Mr. Halliburton, you just love Coach Ball because of what he did for your son. No. I respect Coach Ball as a coach and as a person. First of all, his belief in God. They say when you have that, you can't go wrong.
Yep.
You cannot go wrong, period. I'm a witness to that. You know, I got lots more besides Tyrese Halliburton where I can tell you how good God is.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's a great family man. You can't go wrong when you have a foundation of a family. And he's a family man outside of his family. He cares about his players. When you bring them in, you know, what people have to understand out here is that, you know, and I'm sure you agree with me on this, and I tell you what, for everything I say, if I'm wrong, I want you to give me a, wait a minute, but if I'm right, I want you to give me an amen. Right. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here you go. All right. Coach Frone, don't shoot. When we play a team, Coach Frone is not shooting the ball. Do I get amen?
Amen.
Coach Frone, don't turn the ball over. Do I get amen?
Amen to that, brother.
Okay, so I don't even want to go. Coach Palm is not the one that's supposed to be rebounding, and he's not rebounding. Do I get an amen on that?
Amen.
So the reason why I said all of this to say this right here to make sure that Cyclone Nation gets a great appreciation and a great look at the game as our team go on the floor and play. Coach Palm's job is this. When you bring your team in, we have a thing that I believe is the number one thing to make your team successful. And I want everybody to hear this because if you think of line, you can go to every coach and go to every player and you can ask them. It's the first thing they talk about. It's film. When you walk in that room and watch film, the film will tell you about what that team is built on, what that team would do, how that team is going to do it, and the person you need to look at that's going to do it. You agree with that?
Yeah, no, I because, would. Yeah, at some point.
Because the reason why I said it, so you can get the point completely, is that now we know Tyrese was a good pick and roll person, right?
Yep.
So the coaches start playing against that. They start double teaming it. They start sticking a person in the middle, and that person's job was to stay there. They did, they scouted up on Tyrese Halliburton to minimize his pick and roll. You agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Saw that all the time.
So that's why I want to make sure that I put that out there so you can understand exactly what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that if you want to be successful, you have to buy into the program for number one. You have to sit down on your own with the coaches, and study film. It will tell you exactly what this team game plan is. Even if they can change it, they can tweak it, they can try to disguise it. But if you watch film, it's going to tell you exactly what the game plan is all about. And if you take time out to watch it, 9 out of 10 times you'll be very successful.
Yeah.
Now, every now and then, you get a player outside of that watch. Hit a shot that you weren't expecting to hit a shot, and they miserable for you. Well, you can't help that. You know what I mean? That's one of the things that just happened against you. That's basketball. That's life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No doubt.
9 out of 10 times, the things that you wanted, that you were thinking that's going to happen, somewhere down in between the game, so in the game, it's going to happen. So if these kids were to pay attention to what's going on, our success rate will be much higher. Now, the team that's coming in, we have the best chance around to do something with. Because it's great talent, people. It's great talent coming in. Great talent. And trust me, Coach Palm and the coaches around him, Coach Kane, Small, they all know how to bring that talent out.
Yeah, actually, this class coming in, John, reminds me a little bit of Tyrese's class, just with the talent. Like, I think it's maybe even across the board. Like, I mean, it's ranked higher. Like, I think this is a really good group. It's just, you know as well as anybody, some freshmen are ready to play in the Big 12 and some aren't. And it'll be interesting to see how these guys kind of, you know, acclimate themselves to the college game right away.
And that's very much true. You know what I mean? But for the bottom line, you have to bring yourself into the program ready to go. You can't bring yourself in the program, want to sit back and look at things. Listen, let me tell you something that I told my son when we dropped him off at Iowa State. When I dropped him off, you know, after the loss and all that good stuff, you know, I put him on the side and I said this right here to him, and I meant this with all my heart, because I didn't bring him there to sit down on the bench. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
So I told him, when you walk in this program, I want you to get in there and you work, and it start off with this right here. I want you to be the first one off the bench. When Coach Paul looked over there and said, who can help me at this moment? I want them to be able to call Tyrese Halliburton. I said, that's your first goal. I said, do you understand me, son? Anything below that, to me, is a failure. I don't care how else you want to look at it. For me as his father, it's a failure. You need to work a little harder. You need to study a little bit more. Because he didn't go to that school, first of all, he didn't go to that school to come off the bench, and he didn't go to that school not to play this game. See, I know everybody was talking about they thought he was going to redshirt and all that good stuff. I really, to be honest with you, I don't know where that came from. I wouldn't lie to you. Yeah. I had no clue where that came from.
Yeah.
I never heard that before until some of you guys, some of the writers started talking about that. You know?
Do you like us writers, or do you get annoyed with us?
I don't get annoyed with you. See, listen. I have to learn you. annoying is not the proper word.
Okay.
For all parents in the future that's going to have to deal with the right of you guys, they need to get to learn you. I mean, I can understand you want information, you want news, just like anybody else wants. It's just if a player want to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Each one of us got a job,
yep.
And you got that job. And just the idea that, you know, sometimes it gets to the point where I was saying that I know I was told about a click, whatever, however it's a click. I don't understand that, you know, but the more clicks you get, you know, people, you know, buy your paper, look at you and go, okay, I got that. I hear that. But sometimes I just think that sometimes when we write, we are telling the enemy exactly what we're going to do. We're telling the enemy how weak we are. We're telling the enemy what we are not doing. And I just don't understand that. I don't get that. Not when we cyclone and we telling Kansas State, Baylor, because they read in our paper just like we are. And they looking at it just like we are. And they and the way they get, and besides film, the way they get upgraded with us is reading the comment that y'all put in the paper. But I'm not. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not saying that in a weird way. But I was just like saying that, don't we understand that our enemy is looking at what we are writing? It's okay, but our enemy is looking at what we are writing. You know, I mean,
yeah,
my word to you is keep on writing. That's it. Keep on writing. Keep on doing what you do. But I was just thinking some of the things that we say that we need to just hold by just a little bit on, because our enemy looking for an edge, and our writing sometimes give them that edge. So I don't get annoyed with you, because I know it's a job that you have to do. I know it's something that you love to do. That's your passion. That's why you became a writer. That just like a basketball player, you know, become a professional basketball player because of his passion and he loves playing. So I get it. So I understand it. So it's a give and take, give and take, give and take, give and take. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why, no, I got you.
So that's the only thing I see. About, I'm not, you know, I don't worry about the negative stuff. I don't worry about the the stuff that, you know, what you see, what you think, what you believe. I don't worry about this stuff. I just think about the enemy is looking on the outside, trying to look in. And sometimes I will pay for it, let them in so they can see. That's all I'm just saying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying about that. But, you know, but once again, back to our class is coming in is if these young guys come in with the right mindset and work and get in the film room and buy into the program, most important thing, buy into the program. You can't be walking around moaning and groaning because you're not playing. If you're not playing, get in there and work.
Yeah, that bothers me. John, you just hit on something for me, and I'm all about guys like Tyrese and even like Taywin last year. Like, when you got an opportunity to go professional, like, I'm all about these guys doing that. That's what you trained your whole life for. Here's my problem with the college game right now, and it really bugs me. Just the amount of transferring. Like, there's just – the word pandemic – is really, I think it's a pandemic for college basketball. Like, it's hard for fans. Like, you want to watch these young men grow up and evolve and get better. And I think it's gone too far with the transferring now. Cause it, like what you just said, instead of getting in the gym and working harder and studying more film and doing all that, like, you know, I do think 20 years ago, you would see a guy as a freshman, he didn't play much. And by the time he was a senior, he was a starter because he worked really hard. It's too easy to just give up now. Do you agree with that?
How many players, I want you to think about this. Shayot was a freak. He was a blessing for us. It worked out good. Okay, but remember, he did it as a senior. Okay, so how many players you know transferred as freshmen, as sophomores, going to another program and be successful? Now, I'm telling you, if you look at the rating, not many. You know, especially as a, you know, I want to. I'm trying to be my word in here because we had a freshman, you know, transfer out of the program right away. But to me, that's madness because you haven't given yourself a chance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about the team. I'm talking about yourself. You haven't given yourself a chance. Before you make a decision making or walking away from a program. You know what I mean? Because I think that if you make all the effort to come to that program in the first place, well, I figure unless there's something very, 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 very bad happen, I think that you need to finish in that program. You know what I mean? Because to me, now here's a scary thing, okay? I'm a very type of man that would tell you the truth, and but to me it goes like this right here. You make an effort. You make a strong effort to play the game in high school, to get a scholarship from a college. The college call you and say, hey, we're going to give you opportunity to come in and play. We're going to give you opportunity to be part of this team. Now, that's it. Stop. Don't go no further. The college have done what it's supposed to do. All the rest of it is up to you. Everything else is up to you. You go in there, you work. You work. You work. And you work. And the result will tell itself. You know, I mean, this transfer stuff is, like you said, is totally out of control. Totally out of control.
Well, John, totally. Before I let you go, man, I do want to look ahead for Tyrese. I'm his, other than you and your wife, I'm one of his biggest fans, buddy. I can promise you that. And I look forward to, I'm going to be a fan of whoever drafts him. What are you hearing? Everything says that he'll be a lottery pick. It looks like top 10. I mean, do you have any preferences, or are you just going to embrace wherever Tyrese goes?
Well, we have nothing to do with that. Tyrese, me, the GM, the owners, nobody has anything to do with that. We'll put that in God's hand. You know what I mean? The God would touch the owner, and the owner would touch the GM, and the GM would tell the coach, and then we'll draft, and we'll go from there. So I really don't know. The preference. I mean, I have it, but I keep it to myself. But the bottom line is that, it's just a blessing, and it's just thankful in the name of the Lord that he's in this situation to enjoy this part of his life. So with that, I'm just happy for him.
Yeah. You planning on trying to get to as many games? I mean, I saw you about every Iowa State game the last 2 years. You've done a lot of traveling, man.
Well, now listen. You see me like at Iowa State games, and I wasn't there with quite a bit of them because work wise, okay. But now this is a different level here. A totally different level. So the bottom line is that if we have to be on the play, as you see what his mom did, right? Yep. She was at every game. Okay, and she wasn't taking no prisoners. When she got ready to go, either you was with her or you was with without her, but she was going to her child. Okay?
Yep.
So the bottom line is that that's just the way it is in my family. Their entire family. We are going to support him. We are going to be part of him. We're going to be in every corner. You know what I mean? I mean, I get a thrill to knowing his mom is there because even though he's a grown man, he's a young man that grew up with, but if he ever meet his mom, all you got to do is look over to the left or right or straight ahead, and she's right there, and he can go right to her, and everything's going to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I dig.
So we'll be there. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We'll just be there,
Well,
and last but not least, before we leave, I want to say, Cyclone Nation, get behind Coach Prohm, 150%. Hater, keep doing what you're doing. It's not going to make a difference.
John, you are the man. You've been a blessing for us all to get to know. I really appreciate getting to know you. Don't be a stranger anymore. I'll text with you. I'll get my league pass going. I'm going to get my Tyrese Haliburton jersey once the draft's up. I'll get some sweatshirts. I'm going to be right there with you, my man.
And hit me up. Hit me up if you got questions. You need an interview. If you got something on your mind you need to say, hit me up. I'm not scared to tell you. I'm not scared to talk.
You're the man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much, my man. God bless you. And Psycho Nation, we're number one. We're going to continue to be number one. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.